The more he talked, the more Hoshino realized how pointless his life had been. Four of the six girls he'd gone out with had been nice. The other two, if you looked at it objectively, had personality problems, he decided. By and large, they had treated him pretty well. No drop-dead beauties among them, though each was cute in her own way, and let him have sex whenever he felt like it. Never complained if he skipped foreplay and went straight to the main course. They fixed meals for him on his days off, bought him presents on his birthday, lent him money when he was a little short before payday. Not that he ever remembered having paid them back. And they never demanded anything in return. All this, and I was an ungrateful bastard, he concluded. I took everything for granted. To his credit, he'd never cheated on any of them. But let them complain a little, try to win an argument, show a bit of jealousy, urge him to save some money, get a little overwrought, or express even a hint of worry about the future, and he was out of there. He always thought the most important thing about girls was to avoid any awkward situations, so all it took was one tiny wave to rock the boat, and he was off. He'd find a new girl and start afresh. He was sure that most people did the same. If I were a girl, he said to the stone, and was going out with a self-centred bastard like me, I'd blow my stack. I'm sure of it now that I look back. I don't know how they all put up with me for so long. It's amazing. He lit a Marlborough and, slowly exhaling smoke, rubbed the stone with one hand. Am I right or what? I'm not so good-looking, no great shakes in bed, don't have much money, not such a great personality, not too bright. A lot of negatives here. Son of a poor farmer from the sticks, a no-good ex-soldier turned lorry driver. When I think back on it, though, I was really lucky when it came to girls. I wasn't very popular, but I always had a girlfriend, someone who let me sleep with her, who fed me, lent me money. But you know something? Good things don't last forever. I feel that more and more as time goes by. It's as though somebody's saying, "Hey, Hoshino, someday you're going to have to pay up." He rubbed the stone while relating his amorous adventures. He'd grown so used to rubbing it that he didn't want to stop. At noon, a school bell rang out, and he went to the kitchen to make a bowl of udon, adding some spring onions along with a raw egg. After lunch, he listened again to the Archduke trio. "Hey, Stone!" he called out as the first movement ended. "Pretty nice music, eh? Really makes you feel like your heart's opening up, don't you think?" The stone was silent. He had no idea whether the stone was listening, to the music or to him, but he forged ahead anyway. "As I was saying this morning, I've done some awful things in my life. I was pretty self-centred, and it's too late to erase it all now, you know. But when I listen to this music, it's like Beethoven's right here talking to me, telling me something like, 'It's okay, Hoshino, don't worry about it. That's life. I've done some pretty awful things in my life, too. Not much you can do about it. Things happen. You just have to hang in there.' Beethoven, being the guy he was, he's not about to say anything like that. But I'm still picking up that vibe from his music, like that's what it's saying to me. Can you feel it?" The stone was mute. "Whatever," Hoshino said. "That's just my opinion. I'll shut up so we can listen." When he looked outside at 2, a fat black cat was sitting on the railing on the veranda, gazing in at the flat. Bored, Hoshino opened the window and called out, "Hey there, kitty. Nice day, isn't it?"
"Yes, indeed. It is a fine day, Mr. Hoshino," the cat replied.
"Give me a break," Hoshino said, shaking his head.